Blog Talk Radio.
Faces of Success Radio. Your girl, Miss Diamond.
Hey, yo. World.
You've now tuned in to Miss Diamond on Interviews with the Stars. Yo, you just tuned in to your girl, Miss Diamond. Hey, young world. It's your girl, Miss Diamond. Interviews with the Star. You've now tuned in. Let's go. You've now tuned in to Miss Diamond on Interviews with the Star. Yo, you just tuned in to your girl, Miss Diamond. Hey, young world. It's your girl, Miss Diamond. Interviews with the Star. You've now tuned in. Let's go.
What's up, everybody? It's your girl, Miss Diamond. And, of course, I want to welcome you all to today's show. And as you know, I always dedicate my shows to someone special every week. But this week and this show is dedicated to a group of special people, special individuals to me. So with that being said, I want to dedicate this show to Nikita McGee, Mario McGee, Alicia Wilkes, Jasmine Collins, Ashton Adams, Imani Tucson, Imani Lane, Trinina Phoenix, and Gwendolyn Barto. Congratulations to those individuals on their graduation. I am so proud of them and everyone else who's graduated this year, 2014. So I'm here to tell these individuals that, you know what, the sky is definitely the limit. And I pray that each and every one of you work hard, continue on to make your families happy, and I wish you all nothing but success. Anything you set your mind to, just trust and believe that you can do it. So congratulations to them on their graduations this year and going on to their new endeavors and their new lives. And I also want to take this time out to congratulate the parents of those individuals, because parents don't get enough credit sometimes. You know, it's all about the graduates. Well, there was somebody there helping those individuals with their homework, helping those individuals, you know, when they were stressed, and just making sure that they got to and from school, you know, whatever level that they may be at. So congratulations to those parents, of course. You deserve it. And I'm so proud of you guys. So today's show is dedicated to all the 2014 graduates out there. So congratulations. Hats off to you guys. Well, today's special guest is R&B sensation Climax, who will be joining us a little bit later in the studio. So stay tuned. You don't want to miss it. They're going to talk to us about a lot of the things that go on in the R&B world and a couple of their hits, Meeting in the Ladies Room and I Miss You. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. I am your host, Ms. Diamond. You have tuned in to Interviews with the Stars right here on Facebook Success Radio. So this first song is going to be Summertime by DJ Debbie Jeff and Will Smith right here on Facebook Success Radio. Let's go.
Drums, please.
Here it is, a groove slightly transformed, just a bit of a break from the norm, just a little something to break the monotony of all that hardcore dance that has gotten to be a little bit out of control. It's cool to dance, but what about a groove that soothes and moves romance? Give me a soft, subtle mix, and if it ain't broke, then don't try to fix it. And think of the summers of the past, adjust the bass and let the alpine blast. Pop in my CD and let me run a rhyme and put your car on cruise and lay back, cause it's summertime.
Summertime.
this sort of a buzz. But back then I didn't really know what it was. But now I see what happened is the way that people respond to summer madness. The weather is hot and girls are dressing less than checking out the fellas to tell them who's best. Riding around in your Jeep or your Benzos, or in your Nissan sitting on Lorenzo's. Back in Philly, we be out in the park. A place called the Plateau is where everybody goes. Guys out hunting and girls doing likewise. Honking at the honey in front of you with the light eyes. She turn around and see what you beeping at. It's like the summer's a natural aphrodisiac. And with a pen and pad, I compose this rhyme to hit you and to get you equipped for the summertime. Yet, hustle to the mall to get me a short set. Yeah, I got on sneaks, but I need a new pair. Cause basketball courts in the summer got girls there. The temperature's about 88. Hop in the water plug, just for old time's sake. Break to your crib, change your clothes once more. Cause you're invited to a barbecue to start at 4. Sitting with your friends as y'all reminisce about the days growing up and the first person you kissed. And as I think back, makes me wonder how the smell from a grill can spark off nostalgia. All the kids playing out front, little boys messing around with the girls playing double dutch. While the DJ spinning a tune as the old folks dance at your family reunion. Then 6 o'clock rolls around, you just finished wiping your car down. It's time to cruise, so you go to the summertime hangout, it looks like a car show. Everybody come looking real fine, fresh from the barbershop, a fly from the beauty salon. Every moment frontin' and maxin', chillin' in the car, they spend all day waxin', leanin' to the side, but you can't speed through 2 miles an hour, so everybody sees you. There's an air of love and of happiness, and this is the Fresh Prince's new definition of summer madness.
Shake 'em up, shake 'em up, shake 'em. Roll 'em in a circle of niggas and watch me break them with the 7. 7-Eleven, 7-Eleven, 7 even back door little Joe. I picked up the cash flow, then we played those, and I'm yelling domino. Plus nobody I know got killed in South Central LA. Today was a good day. Left my nigga's house paid, picked up a girl, been trying to fuck since the 12th grade. Ironic, I had the boo, she had the chronic. The Lakers beat the Supersonics. I felt on the big fat fanny, pulled out the jammy and killed the poop nanny. And my dick runs deep, so deep, so deep, put her ass to sleep. Woke her up around 1, she didn't hesitate to call Ice Cube the Top Gun. Drove her to the pad and I'm coasting. Took another sip of the potion, hit the 3-wheel motion. I was glad everything had worked out. Dropped her ass off and then chirped out. Today was like one of those fly dreams. Didn't even see a berry flashing those high beams. No helicopter looking for a murder. 2 in the morning, got the fat burger. Even saw the lights of the Goodyear blimp, and it went Ice Cube's a pimp. Drunk as hell, but no throwing up. Halfway home and my pager's still blowing up. Today I didn't even have to use my AK. I gotta say it was a good day. Thinking about. Thank you.
So what's up, everybody? For those of you who have just tuned in, you are listening to Interviews with the Stars, and I am your host, Ms. Diamond, right here on Faces of Success Radio. So let's jump into today's topic. Oh, boy, are you ready? So today's topic is about shock values in churches by preachers or pastors, you know, to gain a reaction out of the congregation or, you know, whatever the case may be. We're going to talk about shock value right now. So for those of you who don't know, I posted a video on my Facebook page, and you can see that video by adding Miss Diamond Hot Topics on Facebook or following me on Instagram at MissDiamond313. So Pastor Jamal Bryant, remarks in the pulpit has brought a type of distaste or dissatisfaction to a few individuals who follow him, who attend the church, or some people who may have never heard one sermon, but they have heard exactly what it is that he had to say. Now, let me say this. I myself am not perfect. I do not claim to be perfect, nor do I practice being a pastor or some type of preacher. I am just a firm believer in God, and it is what it is. I live my life like, I'm not going to say like everyone else, but I'm not perfect. Time and there's a place for everything. I mean, the pulpit is a holy place. At times, preachers will use hype statements or hype words to get the crowd into the message, you know, which directly and indirectly to me lowers the sacredness of the pulpit. Using the term hope or the N-word or curse words in the pulpit is incorrect usage of the holy desk. Now, Jamal Bryant didn't really mean to speak negatively on black women or women as a whole, but the statement was merely a hype statement to get the church into the message, you know? But we should never have to use hype words or hype statements just to get the, you know, your church or the crowd into what you're saying, if that's exactly how you feel or if you really want to get the message across. You don't have to do that, to me, in my opinion. Well, Pastor Jamal Bryant decided to say that, you know what, excuse me, I apologize in advance, but these hoes ain't loyal. And to me, that was very irrelevant and very unnecessary. I mean, all preachers should really learn from this. I mean, there's a line between being relevant and entertaining, and I think that they, at this point, should know the difference. I mean, there's a debate about it. And it's a lot of people who just don't like it. But there are definitely some supporters, you know. So when we come back, you'll hear some of those comments, and you'll hear from those individuals who agree or disagree. But I would also like to hear from you, you know. So call me. Let's chat. Right here on Facebook Success Radio. I want to know exactly what it is. And pastors in the pulpit with the shock value. I mean, really. So, stay tuned right here on Facebook Success Radio. I'm your host, Ms. Simon. And I'm so ready for today. So ready for this topic. You guys need to call me. Let's talk about it.
Got me shook. After all of the fighting and the screams, snatched up the keys, then you got in the rain, knowing that it's raining.
Why
not go? I don't know how long it took, but I know that I drove all around, trying to calm it down, wouldn't answer my call.
You scared, girl, let you go. Damn, girl, why'd you leave like that?
Oh.
Whatever I said, I didn't mean it like that.
Yeah.
How you expect from me not to fight back when you scream like that? Girl,
I love you more.
That.
I love you more than that.
Cause
you're all that I wanna.
I can't forget myself if I hurt you, girl. What do I do? I can't live without you. I can't live without you, girl. It breaks my heart if I broke your heart. What do I do? I can't live without you, girl.
Yeah. to tell you how I feel. Everything that I'm working for is yours. How could I ignore when I wanna be yours? But I slam the door.
Why don't I love?
What kind of man don't understand? The difference between a penny and a dime. Must have lost my mind. You and me was on the grind once upon a time.
Why'd I let you go?
Damn, girl, why'd you leave like that?
Oh,
expect for me not to fight back when you scream like that.
Girl, I love you.
Never mind at the door, oh, or hit up
a blunt. I love you more than that.
That's all that I put.
Cause you want that, I want that.
I forget myself if I hurt you, girl. What do I do?
I don't wanna live
without you. I can't live without you. Girl, embrace my heart if I
if
put
I'm from your heart.
We're back. Right here on Facebook Success Radio. So right now we're talking about preachers in the pulpit who use a shock value or, let's say, hype statements in order to get a reaction out of the crowd or to even get a reaction out of the church to, I guess, get people to tension, whatever the case may be. But so I have a comment from Latasha Bracey out of Michigan. She said, the devil is in the flesh, and how can anyone respect the message of a man if God is bringing it, when he brings it in such a disrespectful way? You know, he really needs to think about what Jesus would do. To me, I checked out the sermon. It was 29 minutes long, but words like these hoes ain't loyal or statements like using hoe in the pulpit or the N-word, to me, it's just a bit over the top. That's just to me. I'm not going to lie. I was in California, and I went to a church one Sunday. And I was a bit embarrassed for the church. I was a bit embarrassed for the congregation because the pastor could not stop using the N-word. And I'm not saying that he was using the N-word to make an example. He was using it as if that's what he said every single day. I'm someone who doesn't support racism. So I think that some words are really offensive, and some words are definitely should be banned from the church. I mean, I'm sorry, but, you know, needless to say, that church that I went to, I got up and I walked out in the middle of the sermon because I myself personally wasn't going to subject myself to that. Also, D. Allen Miller said, do not fall for the okey-doke. Listen to the entire message, and don't get caught using this little sound bite to condemn the truth he was speaking. I personally thought the use of the phrase was over the top, but he was trying to make a point and possibly could have went the other way. Listen to the whole message. He also goes on to say that you can't condemn the entire message because he said something you didn't agree with. You would lose in that case. But that's exactly what the enemy wants. Again, these hoes ain't loyal was over the top, but did you hear anything else that he had to say? So, I mean, that's just, you know, those are a few individuals that were against. We also have someone who said, Mr. Darnell Millerism said, I guess so many missed the factual portions of his sermon, as we often do. He was uplifting women, but I guess everyone missed that too. We're good to tear people down and what God has meant for good. I'm sure he regrets saying that, but as always, he won't be forgiven by most. When you are a man or a woman truly after God's heart, you tend to hear more of what God gave him to say. The opposing lawyer was a carnal side of the message that I'm sure he'd take back if he could. I guess we think pastors are sacred as God these days, so just stop it. I am Darnell Millerism. So I agree with that. You know, sometimes we do hold pastors and preachers and our teachers and prophets to a higher regard, and we hold them as high as we do as God. So, again, like I said, I'm not perfect. So I'm not a preacher or a pastor or anything like that. I'm not even trying to be. I'm just saying simply as a believer and simply as a listener that some words should be banned from the church, and it's a little bit over the top. So, you know, what's your take on that? Call me. I want to hear what you have to say right here on Faith Justice Test Radio. I'm your host, Ms. Simon.
Young people going to stand up real quick. Come on. Come on. We got to yo, everybody, come get your bounce on. Get your bounce on. Get your bounce on. Don't be cute with it. You got to get, come on. Fifth ward. Fourth ward. Come on. Sing it.
Never thought that I was gonna
wait. They gonna wanna hit the moon.
Oh,
I was trying to find my dang old song. I couldn't find it.
For the birds, you ain't nothing but a vulture. Always hoping for the worst, waiting for me to. You'll regret the day when I find another girl, yeah. They know just what I need, know just what I mean. When I tell her, keep it drama free. Whoa. I know you mad, what's the word? I wish you best of luck. Now I'm finna throw them deuces up.
I'm on some new news, I'm chucking my deuces up to her. I'm moving on to something better, better, better. No more trying to make it work. You make me wanna say, say bye-bye. Say, say bye-bye. Say, say bye-bye to her.
Used to be Valentine's, together all the time. Thought it was true love, but you know women lie. It's like I sent my love with a text 2 times. Called cause I care, but I ain't getting no reply. Trying to see eye to eye, but it's like we both blind. Let's hit the club, I rarely sit, but poke me some. Cause when it's all said and done, I ain't gon' be the one that she can always run to. I hate liars, love, I'm tired of trying. My heart big, but it be quiet. I don't never feel like we vibing, cause every time we alone, it's the aqua silent. So leave your keys on the kitchen counter, and give me back that ruby ring with the big diamond. It is over, what you tripping for? I don't wanna have to let you go, but baby, I think it's better if I let you know.
I'm on some new news, I'm chucking my deuces up to her. I'm moving on to something better, better, better. No more trying to make it work. No. Make me wanna say, say bye-bye.
Shawty always on some wood like Chicago, so I flip that in the index finger follow. Deuces, we ain't got no future in tomorrow. I'm a d- so it shouldn't be that hard to swallow. The other chick I'm with never complaining. She make me wanna leave the one I'm with, Usher Raymond. Probably didn't register, don't trip, later on it will. Shorty full of drama like gangster Grizzles. I finally noticed it, it finally hit me. Like Tina did Ike in the limo, it finally hit me. I got a new chick, and she ain't you. She Paula Patton thick, she give me deja vu. And all that attitude, I don't care about it. But all that I do for her, you gon' hear about it. Breezy rap, 2 up, 2 down, but I'm just putting 2 up, chucking up the deuce now.
I'm on some new news, I'm chucking my deuces up to her. I'm moving on to something better, better,
better.
No more trying to make it work. You make me wanna say, say bye bye, say, 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 say bye bye to her.
You ain't got a clock in the night. Girl, I wanna hear you echo. Wanna hear you echo.
I called your boss and he knows you ain't coming in today.
Next in the morning, next all day.
So baby girl, pack a bag and head to my place.
Next in the morning, next all day.
And when you get there, don't stop, don't hesitate.
Next in the morning, next all day.
I left the key, so let yourself in, baby.
Next in the morning, next all day.
Now drop your bag, pour yourself a drink. I left your neck clue by the sink. It should be a box with your name. Open it up, see what's inside. Whatever it is, put it on and head to the bathroom. And I'll be waiting for you right there, baby. I'll be waiting at the like crazy. Hope you're ready to go all day long. Hope you're ready, gotta scream and moan like you lay low, lay low. Wanna hear you echo, 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 echo. You lay low, lay low. Wanna hear you echo, echo, echo.
The way you riding it, I can tell you like my surprise.
Working it up and down like a roller coaster ride.
Sex in the evening, sex all night.
I got your eyes rolling back, fingernails in your spine.
Sex in the evening, sex all night.
You never had a sex session like this one in your life.
Sex in the evening, sex all night.
Now when we finally get to round 10, we're not gonna stop, we'll start again. And when you need a break, I'll let you up, I'll let you breathe. Wash your face, get something to eat, then come back to the bedroom. And I'll be waiting for you right there, baby. I'll be waiting at a like crazy. Hope you're ready to go all day long. Hope you're ready, gotta scream and moan like you lay low, lay low. Wanna hear you echo, 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 echo. You lay low, lay low. Wanna hear you echo, echo, echo.
Talking about preachers in the pulpit, and if you just tuned in, you have tuned in to Faces of Success Radio. I am your host, Ms. Diamond. So right now we're talking about Pastor Jamal Bryan and the shock value. To me, it was just a bit distasteful. I mean, I'm not judging him personally on how he lived his life, but I've, you know, heard and read that he's referred to as the hip-hop pastor. The pastor who uses a lot of secular music and a lot of secular titles in order to get his point across in the congregation. I have tuned in to a few of his sermons, and I personally say that I like it. I actually do like the way that he preaches and his style of, you know, keeping it real, or as some people say, keeping it 100. But what I don't like, or what I don't necessarily care for, is when a pastor uses words, the N-word. I haven't heard them use the N-word, but I'm just saying when pastors use the N-word, when pastors use curse words. I actually attended another church and kind of had a bad experience that made me get up and leave in the middle of the sermon. I don't have a problem with it because, like I said before, I'm not going to subject myself to people's mess or people's drama. But I was sitting in a church, and I heard the pastor say, you know, for anybody who don't like what I said or how I preach or anything in this congregation, you can put on all black, right in the middle of the freeway. I couldn't listen anymore. At that point, I was just like, wow, like, I don't understand, you know, why he would say something like that. If somebody doesn't agree with what you're saying or what you're preaching, it's okay to just, you know, say we can all agree to disagree, but you don't tell someone to go and play in the middle of the freeway. I mean, really? Really? That's just basically telling someone to kill themselves. And as a preacher or a pastor, you should really have a respect for exactly what's going on in your congregation and what's going on with your members. I mean, so you're basically telling them to commit suicide. It's not a good look. Sorry. So that's another sermon that I wasn't able to completely hear all the way through because, you know what, the deuces, and I left. It is what it is. So right now I'm going to jump into another song by Day 26 called Since You've Been Gone. Love those guys. So right here on Faith of Success Radio, you have just tuned in to Interviews with the Stars. I'm your host, Ms. Simon.
And beats vibes.
I know this might sound crazy, but I don't know what I did to make you wanna leave. You think we've been here before? I say I'm sorry, you come back, I do it again, and then you pack. But girl, it's different now. Every time we headed out, you would go to the door. I chase behind you when I talk you back down to the floor. You said that you needed time. Could you get back to me and let me know how long you need? Cause I can't take it no more.
You've been gone, I just can't seem to get right.
No.
Then you'll ever know. Girl, I just wanna talk to you.
Jerk. I know I made you hurt, and all your girlfriend was right, I got what I deserve. I know the last time you said it was a lie, but baby all I need is one more last time. I'll make the best of it, I'll stop all my bullshit, and I'll become the man you always said you wanted.
Oh,
We're back right here on Face of Success Radio. And if you have just tuned in, I'm your host, Ms. Diamond, right here on Interviews with the Star. That was day 26 since you've been gone. So thank you all for tuning in right now. We are talking about the shock value in the church and Pastor Jamal Bryant using in his pulpit, "These hoes ain't loyal." I mean, I kind of get a laugh out of it because it's like, you know, it got exactly the reaction that he was looking for, the shock value of, really? Did he really just say that? I mean, sometimes when we go to church, we look to hear a word, we look to be uplifted, and we look to, you know, to want to live a better life. Some of us do. I'm going to say that. So I was a bit taken back by that. So right now we're going to take a caller and we're going to hear exactly what other people have to say about this topic. So, hey, caller, are you there? Caller, are you there? Well, I guess we lost that caller, but we're going to continue to move forward. So, I mean, with that being said, it's like, wow. I mean, being the pastor, you know, do you hold your pastor to such a high standard to where they're not allowed to say certain things around you? They're not allowed to talk a certain way. And do you have a respect or disrespect towards that pastor for saying exactly what it is that they're saying to get that shock value? I mean, wow. I mean, I've heard a pastor say he was, you know, he was trying to say I was drinking Gatorade, but he said I was drinking Grey Goose. And right then and there, in front of everybody else, somebody checked him. And they were like, wait a minute, Pastor, first of all, if you are drinking, then you are telling me the wrong things to do. I mean, but again, do you hold your pastor to such a high regard? I mean, some people hold their pastors to a regard of God. Like, you better be perfect, you know? So, I don't know. That's just it. Today's special guest in the studio, we will have Climax in the building. Oh, my goodness. Wonderful songs such as I Miss You, and so many more. You guys don't want to miss this interview. You don't want to miss it. So stay tuned right here on Faith of Success Radio. I'm your host, Ms. Diamond.
Just like this, ooh. To all my real niggas, I like to love it, lady, just like this. Baby, all week I've been saying you need to open up. This girl, I think I've been patient for long enough. I ain't never been the type for holding in or holding out for sex, but I guess I see you as different, but girl, I can't hold it no more.
Take my love, it's yours.
Baby, I can read your mind.
You want my love,
you want it all through the night, eh?
Baby,
I'll get it to crack
your body once more.
And I put in so much time. While I make it happen, whatever
That was Joe with My Love right here on Faith of Success Radio. Next hour, we have Climax coming. So you guys stay tuned right here to Faith of Success Radio, Interviews with the Stars. We will have Climax in the building. Right now, this is Good Love by Climax.
Let's do this. Right. Let's do this. Let's do this. Let's do this. Let's do this.
Well, welcome back. That last song was I Miss You by Climax. And the reason why I played that song is because on YouTube it has 1.9 million views. So, today's special guest is Climax. I present to you and introduce to others the R&B sensation. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you? Yay!
I am amazing. How are you?
Wonderful. All is well. We're having fun here.
Good, good, good. Well, I want to say thank you for being a part of the show today and being my special guest. So welcome to the studio. I hope you have enjoyed what you are hearing and, you know, enjoy the rest of the show as well.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, thank you.
Of course. Thank you for having us.
Oh, no problem. I just want to say that that song definitely helped raise someone like me. I remember hearing that play throughout the house, you know, my sisters and having older sisters and them being in love and teenagers, and I was young. I didn't understand at the time, but, man, that song really, it did a wonder in my house.
Well, thank you. I'm glad we were a part of your household.
Oh, definitely. You guys were a part of many households. I mean, that video by itself got 1.9 million hits. I mean, what exactly do you guys, how do you ladies really feel about that, knowing that that's not only hundreds of times, but literally millions of times?
You know what? It's an honor. It really is. It's an honor to have so many people appreciate the music and watch the video. I'm in awe a lot of times when, you know, just strangers will just come up to me, you know, some of the shows and talk about the songs and how they've affected their lives and things that were happening in their life at the time the song was playing. It's really an honor. It really is.
So tell your listeners, what exactly brought about that song? Like, how was that song written and what really inspired it?
Well, it's interesting. The keyboard player, Lynn, she was she had just broke up with her boyfriend, and, you know, that kind of sparked the inspiration for the song. And she always made a joke about how, you know, the song came from a broken heart, but because it affected so many people and so many people could relate to it, you know, she wound up being quite a success from it. You know, from her sorrow came out, you know, a lot of reward. So, you know, it's touches a lot of emotion. It's a lot of people's experience, and you know, it's great to be able to say the right words that touch the right places. You know.
Yes, I definitely agree with that. I mean, words are powerful, and sometimes you need to hear the right thing at the right time. So I definitely agree with that.
So
the group Climax was created after college.
Yeah.
By Burnett.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh yeah. You know, as growing up in school and learning music and stuff, you know, you always have these great ideas of, you know, playing your craft out in front of, you know, many people, and you know, for all of us, it was you know, kind of a stepping stone, you know, to go to school, learn about music, and you know, all of a sudden fall into a band of, you know, all females and go, hey, this is a great idea. Let's go out and, you know, see if we can make some noise, make some music, you know, get a record deal and all of that. You know, as young artists, as young musicians, you always have these great ideas and great inspiration and you know, to really go out and make an impact with your music. And luckily we were given the opportunity to do that.
Well, you young ladies were such an inspiration to many other female R&B groups that came out after you guys. I mean, with your success and, you know, the way you guys carried yourself, it just really set the tone and the precedence for, you know, where R&B music has gone with the R&B group. You guys have held such a respect. So I just want to say, you know, thank you, you know, from woman to woman, thank you for that.
It's just an honor. I appreciate you saying that so much. Don't be trying to make a sister cry now.
I'm not. I'm being honest, though. I mean, really. I mean, I think that the way that music has changed and the way that music has evolved, a lot of music has taken a negative turn. But I can't really say that with R&B women groups that have taken a negative turn. And I want to say that, you know, groups and looking back at women like you guys have really set the tone that that's not exactly what you were about. That's not the direction that you went into. And the ladies that are now into R&B groups who are trying to follow in your footsteps should do the same thing.
Right. I agree with you wholeheartedly. You know, music should be happy, a happy thing. Think about happy things. You know, I mean, because when you think about it, you know, people listen to music to kind of escape the things that are going on in their life, in their world. So, you know, it's for me and, you know, for the legacy of Climax, it was always more fun to, you know, write about things, you know, in a more upbeat or affirmative way. You know, even like with I Miss You, you know, though it was about, you know, having a broken heart, you know, there was still some hope in the fact of, you know, the next time around it'll be better. You know, I miss you, you know. So, you know, Climax is always about having fun in the music, always about, you know, when I, you know, the menopause when I stepped into the room. I mean, that's about confidence, about, you know, being the individual that you are. So it was always a conscious effort for us to sing about, you know, the positive things or the things that kind of made you want to go to the next level.
Okay. So most of your music is definitely inspired by being positive.
Oh, yeah. You, I mean, you spend as much energy being positive as you spend energy being negative. So let's spend it being positive. Yeah.
I definitely agree with that. I love it. So with your rise to fame, you know, how did the group really handle the pressures of, you know, the direction you guys went in as far as, like, being on tour and being recognized when you just went out? Like, you know, your lives are no longer normal. You know, you can no longer just walk up the street and just, you know, be yourself.
How did
the group really handle that pressure?
Well, you know what? I guess, you know, walking into it, you don't really think about it until somebody goes, you know, hey, there's Climax. Let's chase after them. And it's like, oh, yeah, I guess we're stars. I guess we better run. It was, you know, it wasn't like all of a sudden we woke up and realized, oh, wow, this is awesome. When you're trying to work at something day by day to attain something, it's a process. You know, when people are starting to ask for our autographs and, you know, wanting to buy the records, I mean, that's just like, wow, you know, we're just as impressed that they're appreciating the music as we're, you know, performing the music. So it's kind of a give and take exchange. But, you know, to really feel people are, you know, that inspired and that excited about us, I mean, that was really an awesome feeling.
Mm-hmm. So explain to your listeners and your fans how you felt when you first heard your song on the radio, that shock value of, oh, my goodness, that's us. We've made it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. It's interesting. I remember the first time I heard our very first single on the radio. What a lot of people don't realize, you know, we had a couple of albums before the Meeting in the Ladies Room album, and our first single was called Never Underestimate the Power of a Woman. And when I heard that song on the radio, I was driving in my car and literally almost ran into the back of somebody. I was just that excited.
Wow.
So it's,
wow.
You know, and it's also kind of bizarre how, you know, you hear the song, you hear your song on the radio, but what you're keying in more is to what the DJ is saying before or after the song. That's kind of what you want to hear what they're going to say about the song, because after all, you've already heard the song 100 million times before it gets on the radio. So, you know, you're really listening to, you know, what the DJ is about to say about it. And I really will have to say that, you know, all the DJs were really very encouraging when we, you know, finally made it. And, you know, even the process of you know, the first album, they would say, you know, here's this song by a group called Climax. You know, and then the next album we put out, they say, And here's a new song by the group called Climax. And then by the third album with Meeting in the Ladies Room, they say, and here's a new song by Climax. So it was almost like a process, you know, one step after
okay.
the next.
Okay, right. That is awesome.
Yeah.
I mean, that's definitely awesome. That was 1981. You guys were signed to Solar Records by
Duke. What's interesting is that I actually was working in a bank at the time, and I was telling my supervisor that I was in this all-girl band. And she said, oh, well, why don't you, you know, give me a demo tape. I'll take it to my uncle. He's, you know, the producer of Peebo Bryson and, you know, a whole lot of other artists, Minnie Riperton. And so I, you know, gave him a demo tape. And when he listened to the tape, he really didn't like it. He said, you know, I don't think it's really going to do anything, you know, but keep at it, and I'll see what I can do. So it just so happened that he was having lunch with an executive from Solar Records, and he was telling her, you know, I ran into this all-girl band, you know, here's a demo tape, but I don't think you're going to like it. And she said, all-girl band? You know, she was really excited. You know, her name is Margaret Nash. And she was really excited about hearing, you know, about an all-female band, and took the demo tape to the, you know, Solar Records, and, you know, literally it was like a Cinderella story because they signed us up immediately.
That's awesome. You guys spoke it out. You said, you know, we're going to go and we're going to do music and we're going to, you know, sell records, and that's exactly what you had. That's exactly what happened.
Yeah. It was awesome. It was definitely a dream come true.
So congratulations to you guys. To you ladies on all of your success. I mean, from being to number 5 on the Billboard Hot 100 chart, number 1 on the Billboard Adult Contemporary chart. I mean, I Miss You was a song that remained on the Hot 100 chart for 29 weeks.
Yeah.
It ranked third biggest selling song.
Yeah, it was really awesome. I mean, we really appreciated the fans, you know, loving the music that way. It was such a great feeling.
What were some of the moments that you had on tour that was just unforgettable?
Oh, wow. The one that stands out the most is when we were on stage singing, you know, probably singing I Miss You, whatever, you know, kind of in a mellow mood, and, you know, our eyes are closed and we're singing, you know, I Miss You, and, you know, just really getting into the groove. And all of a sudden, this young man decided to throw his Fruit of the Looms up on stage.
Oh, goodness. Oh,
yeah,
wow.
That was a memorable moment.
And you were like, okay, I'm going to keep singing. And you look at the rest of the ladies, you keep singing too. Don't just, hey, business as usual.
Exactly. The show must go on.
Yes. So Climax has worked with Babyface. Babyface actually gets credit for writing a few of your songs.
I Still Say Yes, which was on our 4th album. He was with the Deal at that time, because the Deal and Climax were on the same label.
Tell me what it's like working with a producer or writer such as Babyface. What is that like? What does that really do for you individually? I mean, how does that make you feel? Because that, to me, is success.
Yeah, but, you know, you have to realize at the time that Babyface wrote the song and produced it, he wasn't as popular then as he is now. So, you know, we were kind of learning together, I guess you could say, growing up together in the business. So, you know, it's really bizarre sometimes when you work side by side with somebody, and, you know, you have the same path, but you have different paths, if that makes any sense. And, you know, it's really a congratulatory type of position, because, you know, you want to try to help, you know, all of your, you know, your peers to, you know, make it along with your own music. So every producer that we, you know, work with definitely taught us many things about, you know, how to write music, how to produce music. Yeah, it was a school of knowledge that you couldn't have enrolled in. You had to just experience.
Great. So tell us some of the big name producers that you have worked with.
I'm sorry, say it again.
Tell us some of the big name producers that you have worked with besides Basic.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Well, actually, Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis produced us. We were actually the first outside group that they produced when they were in the time. And I mean, they were really awesome to work with. They definitely, for Cheryl Cooley, they definitely helped me to be much more confident in my playing because they really believed in what I was doing. So they were working with them was definitely a turning point for me. We also worked with George Clinton on the song "Sexy." We worked with Rudolph. Oh, I can't think of his last name, but it's Minnie Riperton's husband at the time. He worked on the song "Man Size Love," and
okay,
yeah. I mean, so many of the producers that we work with, like I said, they just have so much to show us and teach us, and it was great.
Wonderful. I love it. I mean,
oh, I'm sorry. His name was Dick Rudolph. I remember Dick Rudolph. Yeah. You know, many things, as far as pop music, because it was a song called "Man Size Love" that was actually in the movie Running Scare with Billy Crystal and Gregory Hines. And, even working with Lakeside was our very first producers. I mean, we were like kindergartners learning from them because they really taught us a lot of things in the studio. So it was really awesome to work with all of them.
Wonderful. I love it. I mean, you guys, like I said, Climax has really set the tone for where R&B is now. You ladies have really helped a lot of other individual groups and R&B singers. And actually, just going out in the streets last week and interviewing ladies about music and what's going on and asking them, tell me what you think about groups like Climax. And the first thing that they do is they sing your song, of course. They go back to that moment of what they heard at the time and what they were going through. And then they just say divas. They say the words like respect.
Awesome.
They say words like unity. And that's what I really love to hear. I mean, I have only heard positive things about you ladies. And like I said, it just really, I remember, like I said, growing up with teenage older sisters at the time, those songs were really played a lot. Getting ready to go out, playing, meeting in the ladies' room, and good love.
Yeah.
It's like really, and now that I'm an adult and I go back and I listen to these songs, I really do understand where they came from and where music is going. So what type of advice would you give to young ladies who are trying to get into the industry or start a group? What type of advice would you give them?
Never give up. Never give up. If you have a dream, never give up. There are a lot of obstacles for women in music, of course, but you just have to keep persevering and not give up. There's so many opportunities out there now to be your own type artist. You no longer have the record companies telling you that you can't do this or you can't do that. So it really gives a much larger, broader field of creativity. Anybody trying to do any kind of craft, whether it's music, painting, making clothes, all of that is important to the entertainment industry. You're going to need people to make clothes. You're going to need people to make the staging and all of that. Any type of art, I always tell, if that's what you feel in your heart to do, go for it. Don't stop.
Amazing. So for those of you who have just tuned in, you are tuned in to Interviews with the Stars. And we have the lovely Miss Cheryl Cooley in the building from Climax.
Yeah. I also have my sidekick April here with me. She hangs out with me. She's on stage with me too. So you got both of us kind of hanging out here today with you.
Yep. Well, welcome everyone who has just tuned in to the show. Right now I'm going to play, of course, Meeting in the Ladies Room, right here on Face of Success Radio. And then I'll be back with Ms. Cheryl Cooley and April of Climax, right here on Face of Success Radio. I am your host, Ms. Diamond.
To come to this. Well, I'm back, but this time it was my man. And these women are putting their hands all over his Yamamoto Kanzas, whatever I thought. And I'm much, much unhappy about that. I'd hate to come down to the level and become a BW, a basic woman. But if they don't stop, it's gonna get scandalous.
Don't slap me, 'cause I'm not in the mood.
think I'm not in the mood. Don't slap me.
Welcome back, everybody. You have tuned in to Interviews with the Stars, and I have in the building Ms. Cheryl Cooley and Ms. April of Climax. That
Yay.
Was Meeting in the Ladies' Room.
That song is definitely the jam. I can definitely say that.
Oh, yeah.
Tell me, how did that song come about?
Oh, well, actually, a lot of people don't realize that that was written by Midnight Star. They were also on the same label with us. And what happened was one of the guys from Midnight Star was there at a club with his girl. And one of the girls from Climax saw him and was, you know, excited because we were all on the same label and hung out together. And she went over and hugged him and was all excited about seeing him. And the girlfriend didn't know who she was. So she got a little upset and a little jealous and jumped up and went to the ladies' room. And, you know, Midnight Star thought that was a great idea for a song.
That's amazing how situations that you're not even, you know, think twice about can really turn into something major. I mean, that song is definitely something major out here.
Oh, yeah.
So tell us, who are you currently working with? Who's Climax working with right now?
Oh, wow. We've been actually doing a lot of different of the old school shows. We just recently performed in Los Angeles at the Forum, where we played with Zap, Midnight Star, the SOS Band, Club Nouveau, EU, Evelyn Champagne King, and you know, we went on to Las Vegas with the show, and we also played in a few of the casinos in some of the other parts of California with Zap and SOS Band. So we've been, you know, hitting some old school tours and stuff, and as well as, you know, independently doing some other festivals and other casinos and stuff like that. So we've been, you know, we've been busy. I mean, you can always check out our schedule on Climax.com, K-L-Y-M-A-X-X.com, and, you know, we always post where we're going to perform next on there.
Great, and definitely that's something that your fans and your listeners want to check out. I've gotten a lot of requests for your videos to be posted on my page if they couldn't find it, or you know, just anything about the group that they didn't know.
Yeah,
because they definitely want to continue to hear from you, ladies. So I have one question from. Well, each week I dedicate my show to a different individual or a different group of individuals. And this year, in this show dedicated to the graduates of 2014. So one of the graduates that was chosen was Nikita McGee. And she wanted me to ask you guys, as a young female who was going to enter college, how has Climax given back to the community?
Oh, wow. I've been working with an organization that helps to place foster children. And that's one, you know, it's interesting the dynamics that go into a child needing a family unit. You know, I've been traveling so much and living out of a suitcase and being on the road that working with the organization has definitely kind of awakened me to a lot of the needs of you know, of the younger kids out there. So, you know, that along with just some of the shows that we've played, we definitely always invite the school kids and stuff, because we don't get up on stage and do a lot of the gyration that you kind of see on TV. And what we really try to present is that, you know, you can have an art, you can have a craft, and still be able to deliver it, you know, with integrity and you know, just be proud of what you're doing. It's always great to see when, you know, kids are interested in, you know, what we're doing in music, and for it to really inspire them.
Well, this young lady, I can definitely say she is, she loves old school music. So that's exactly why I chose her to be able to ask you ladies a question about your careers, and, you know, and I was amazed that that was the question, you know, how are you giving back to the community? She's really involved in the community. So, you know, I just want to thank you for being able to give, you know, a young lady the opportunity to hear from you guys and to hear, you know, the positivity that you're putting out in the atmosphere and the positivity that that can do for her as well.
Great. Yeah. I mean, one thing, you know, we're all here on this earth to contribute to each other, not just so much to destroy each other, but to contribute to each other, because as we contribute to each other individually, we bring ourselves up individually.
That's amazing. I mean, that's the truth. I mean, like you said earlier, you have to surround yourself with positivity, and you have to always think of the positive and the happy moments.
Right. Oh, yeah. It's just
so
much
for your listeners,
positive as it does negative. So let's all just be positive.
And for what's your take on that?
On positivity or giving?
Yes, ma'am.
Positivity.
Both.
I'm sorry?
Yes,
both?
Ma'am, both.
Well, community-wise, my involvement has been historically more with actually just is teaching. I have worked in some community centers giving music lessons to young kids and to teenagers, and kind of, you know, giving them an understanding of music and just that kind of exposure and a way of thinking, whether or not it's something they want to pursue, but it, you know, it helps evolve their way of thinking and the way they look at the world and just understanding music in general. And positivity, yes. You always got to be in a positive space, you know. And, you know, being in a positive space attracts positive things to you. And I think probably most of us want positive things to come to us, so that's the space I try to stay in.
I love it. So for your listeners, I'm going to play The Men All Pause.
That's right.
And then when we come back, I'm going to ask you, what's your favorite song by Climax?
Okay.
So stay tuned. Right here on Face of Success Radio, I have Ms. Cheryl Cooley and Ms. April in the building of Climax. You don't want to miss this song right here on Face of Success Radio.
Blue leather suit. My nails were done. My hair was fierce. And I was riding in a Cooper's limousine.
Don't you want to ride?
Oh,
on to me. Slap me. No, somebody slap me. Cause I know I'm looking good. I'm giving attitude all over the room. People are staring at me. I just look too good for these people. Don't you know the man of God? Yeah, just look at them. Dog is here. The natural dog. Radar. Radar.
Well, that was the Men Are Paws. Welcome back to the studio, ladies.
Hello.
Hey.
So welcome back to the studio, Ms. Cheryl Cooley and Ms. April of Climax.
Yeah.
The Men Are Paws.
Hey, that's right. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so as we get ready to wrap up the show today, like I said, I want to thank you guys. I want to really, really, really say I appreciate you ladies, and I appreciate the work that you've done in the R&B world and the entertainment industry, and especially now knowing that you also work in the community. So I want to say thank you for that, woman to woman.
Aw. Yeah. I'm trying to make a sister cry.
No. It's the truth, you know. I think it's really important to stay positive and to be positive regardless of whatever people have going on in their lives, and to stay inspirational to others who are pursuing whatever career that they're going after. You know, I think it's really important to stay inspirational. So, like I say, you guys have paved the way for other singers to come behind you and try to imitate the best way that they can and be an R&B diva such as Climax. So, like I said, you guys have been an inspiration, and I want to say thank you for that. So tell your fans how they can contact you and exactly what they have to look forward to.
On climax.com, K-L-Y-M-A-X-X. We're also on Facebook. Our page is called Climax Music. You can always individually find me, Cheryl Cooley. I have a Facebook page. You can also email us at climax@climax.com. You know, we're out there. You know, and I always welcome the fans to email us, you know, anytime. And we also have a newsletter. If you go to the website, there's also a place to put your name and email address to be on our newsletter.
Wonderful, wonderful. So tell your fans, what do you have coming up? What can they look forward to from Cheryl Cooley this April and Climax?
Well, we're going to be performing in Paris, California, July 19th. We have that coming up, and we're, you know, adding more dates onto our calendar and all that good stuff. So just, you know, keep watch on our website, and all of that stuff will show up where it's going to be and the time and all that good stuff.
Great. Great, great. And all of that information for the listeners will also be on my Facebook page. And my Facebook page is Miss Diamond Hot Topics. You can get all the information about Miss Cheryl Cooley, Miss April, and Climax, of course, on Facebook. And on their website, like they said, climax.com, they have a newsletter. So make sure that you guys tune in to them, you follow them, and you also attend their concerts, because you don't want to miss it. It's definitely a treat. Is there anyone you would like to say hello to on today?
Let me think here. To all our fans and friends and family, I really appreciate all of you always supporting us. And thank you, Miss Diamond, for having us on your show.
Yay! Thank you.
Yay! And like I said, thank you, guys. Thank you, ladies, for being a part. I really do appreciate it. So there you have it. This is Interviews with the Stars. I am your host, Miss Diamond, with my special guests, Miss Cheryl Cooley and April of Climax. You have tuned in to Face Up Success Radio. Thank you so much for tuning in today.
Thank you.
Let's do this. Right. Let's do this. Let's do this. Let's do this. Let's do this.
Tell me the love that you give me. Good loving.